The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I've often wondered why some people are emotional and others aren't. I've always been an emotional person. If something really touches me, I show the emotions. Doesn't make me a good poker player, but at the same time, I've often wondered why some people have it, some people don't. And I'm not just talking men. I've known women who have no emotions. That's just not how they're wired. Yesterday I was watching baseball. The Cubs were taking on the White Sox, and it happened to be White Sox broadcaster Hawk Harrelson's final ball game ever. 77 years old, worked with the White Sox on and off for 35 years, and he's calling it a day. But towards the end of the game, he got emotional. Kind of broke down and won't pretty much stop talking for about the last out and a half. I understand why. He's always been known as an emotional guy, and it really showed in not only his broadcasting, but in the way he went out. I've often wondered, what part of our DNA controls those emotions? My wife will tell you, I'll get excited about some things that would shock people, and I'll get upset about some things that'll shock people. And as much as I'd love to be able to hold it back, it's not possible. I love people when they're emotional. At least you know where you stand.